Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Matthew Tassi. Our New Testament reading for today is from 2 Timothy 3, 1-17. The Apostle Paul writes, "But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty, for people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness but denying its power. Avoid such people. For among them are those who creep into households and capture weak women, burdened with sins and led astray by various passions, always learning and never able to arrive at a knowledge of the truth. Just as Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses, so these men also oppose the truth, men corrupted in mind and disqualified regarding the faith. But they will not get very far, for their folly will be plain to all, as was that of those two men. You, however, have followed my teaching, my conduct, my aim in life, my faith, my patience, my love, my steadfastness, my persecutions and sufferings that happened to me at Antioch and Iconium and at Lystra, which persecutions I endured. Yet from them all the Lord rescued me. Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evil people and impostors will go on from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God." In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Our reading today asks of us a simple question. Do you want to be a lover of self or a lover of others? A lover of money for your own self-aggrandizement? Or someone willing to suffer so that others might be blessed? Do you want to be proud and arrogant in your own abilities? Or do you want to be patient in bearing with others? Do you really want to be abusive to others in order to get your way, disobedient when others tell you what's best, and ungrateful for the gifts you've received? I mean, do you always want to live your life thinking you deserve more or better? Or do you want to be content, satisfied, and actually happy with the life that you're living? Do you want to make it your goal to be unholy, heartless, slanderous, out of control, brutal? Or would you rather seek something greater than yourself, something worth fighting for, even having something enough in this world worth dying for? For you see, those are the comparisons Paul's making in this part of 2 Timothy 3, as he calls on Christians, and especially Christian pastors, to consider the two ways of life, either the way of faith or the way of unbelief, and to note well the character that each of these ways produces in those who live by them. For all of us today, the same remains true. If you want to be the kind of person who lives a patient, blessed, content, and holy life, it comes by first believing in God. Believe in the God who made you holy by the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ, shed on the cross for you. So believing, let that image of that faith in his blood be foremost in your thoughts each morning, in your prayers as you go throughout the day, asking God to fill you with Jesus' blood-bought love and mercy, his grace and peace, and you just see how that changes the way you live. Because it absolutely will. It absolutely does. Just look at how it changed Paul's life, and look to the countless great examples, the great role models that have been throughout the history of the church. Consider the great cloud of witnesses and follow their examples as they followed the Lord Jesus Christ in bearing their cross. And so side by side with them, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, and you'll live and you'll die knowing exactly where you're going, with every step pressing on towards the place that Jesus went ahead to prepare for you so that you'll be with him forever. And you know the best way to do that? To keep your eyes on Jesus and to know whose examples to follow as faithful teachers and guides? It's to be in the sacred writings, the Scriptures. For as Paul says, it's the Bible that's able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. As you read God's holy word, you'll find true what Paul says about it. That there are times it'll teach you some doctrine, some truth about God, the world, or yourself. There are times it'll reprove you for the wrong that you've done, convicting your conscience to lead you to repentance and forgiveness in Christ. There are times it'll give correction to show you how to change for the better the things you're doing or the things you're believing in your life. There are times it'll train you in the righteous ways of God, especially in how to rejoice over the righteousness of God that He gives to all who believe in Jesus Christ as your righteousness. Read the Bible and actively ask yourself which of these works it's doing to you as you read it. Teaching, reproving, correcting, and training in righteousness, and also include comforting, as Paul says in Romans. Look for these ways the Word is working on you as you read it, and you will be blessed. All of which is to say that the inspired Word of God has the power to change a person, to change your wants and your ways, your very character. And if God has placed into your heart the desire to be a better person, the way to set aside the old and to grow in the new is to be in God's Word, especially in the body of Christ, the church, where the Word is read and taught and sung and prayed. May we all seek to be such men and women of faith as we remain steadfast in God's Word. In Jesus' name, let us pray. O God, whose never-failing providence orders all things both in heaven and on earth, we humbly implore you to put away from us all things hurtful and to give us those things that are profitable for us. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.